So what I've done is I've bought 4 Weston's vintage ciders. They're all the same vintage, right? And the reason they're called vintage is because they're all the same year. But it, specifically in Weston's case, Weston's is a cider farm dating back to 1880 at Much Markle near Ledbury. Well, it's between Ledbury and Ross and Wye. It's well worth going there. You'll really love it. There's a fantastic shop, and you can buy the ciders from about £1.50 or even less, and they always have bargains. There's loads of fantastic glass and ceramic ware. It's magnificent. Really lovely afternoon out. And lots of other things in the area to see. And there's East Nor Castle just up the road, and of course the Malvern Hills as well. So, you know, cannot run out of things to see, and there's all the Welsh borders. I get down into Gloucester, that's good as well, or Hereford. So, well, Ledbury's nice to look around. Ross is nice to look around. And there's some very enchanting little roads, you know, like this one down to Monmouth. They're very windy roads, but they're great. And out there somewhere is an old castle called Skenfrith, which is worth a look as well. But you'll just never tear yourself away from that part of the world. Anyway, so what I'm saying is this is Herefordshire cider country. And the word vintage with regards to Westerns is that they particularly have matured these ciders in traditional oak vats, which are huge, right? But what's interesting is 2 of the ciders are the same percentage, very good percentage. One of them is the top notch at 8.2%. And the other one is vintage pear, so it's actually a perry. But nobody seems to like the word perry anymore, so they call it pear. Indeed, it's generally marketed as pear cider these days and not perry, because perry got a pretty bad name from those, you know, really cheap end things. I mean, Baby Sham was well marketed, but everything that came in that was a cheap version of Baby Sham, it was just a sort of bottom end product, you know. Whereas this vintage pear, completely different ball game. This is, you know, a perry which has been given the top class treatment, and I think you're going to absolutely love it. Okay, I think you're going to love all of these. And I've just opened the Sheppey's 2025 vintage cider. That's 7.4%. And my only criticism of it is Somerset cider. It's just a tiny, tiny bit too woody and tannic, this particular vintage. And so my taste buds this year are actually tending towards Westerns. And my favourite one is the high-end vintage at 8.2%. Okay, so that's actually my go-to cider this particular year, until I can get myself down to Sheppey's and buy some of their ciders, and I will get to Weston's when I can. But perhaps the most exciting cider I've tasted so far, we're only in March, is the Dunkerton's. So if you can find Dunkerton's, absolutely glorious. That really was good, you know, try it. But you always need to have an apple to munch on and some mature cheese for these.